All right. They actually create a presence in the room. What is that? Okay. Well, that appeals to your perception of presence. Okay. The dancers actually are speaking to equilibrioception in their movements and how they, you know, float through the air and how they turn and how they land and how they look like there's a different gravity for the dancer than for the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? And so all these kind of things are actually appealing to the senses. And again, what I want to get people doing is switching over from thinking that arts are evil and arts are dark and arts are sensual and because music makes you move, you know what I mean, that is something bad. Because paintings stimulate you, because movies stimulate you, because dances can cause you to want to come into entrainment, into, you know, moving to the same motion, you know, and it can awaken things within you. But see, the beauty of it is that these senses were created for sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing in that moment. So it's supposed to be appealing to our senses, okay? It needs to do that. It needs to have that power because your senses were never made for sensuality. Your senses were made for sensitivity. I don't often tell this. I hope they don't put this on iBethel TV. Just, I want to go on record saying that. We're not live, are we? Okay, thank you. Because I don't like to share this very often, and I've never shared it on camera before. But I had an encounter. Actually, my wife and I, we were in a revival that for 5 years, where we had services at least five nights a week, and I was the worship leader, or one of the worship leaders in that revival. So I did about 32 hours of worship a week, my wife ran the tape ministry and the tape counter and all that kind of stuff. So this guy that was 72 years old at the time prophesied over everyone in the room till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And when he got done, he clapped his hands and said, "Anybody else?" And I'm like, "I want to be like him when I grow up." Little did I know what that would mean. I was in a conference not long ago where they actually printed in the conference brochure, and when we dismiss at whatever time it was, 1 o'clock, Dan will prophesy over everyone in the conference. Well, what had happened is the year before, when I finished speaking, there was a line of people, and I started praying for them, and then I accidentally started prophesying over them.